It is 7:45 on a Saturday morning. You know what that means. It's time once again for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Looking at the forecast and our current condition, it's kind of what we call fresh. I mean, 19 degrees is fresh, but it's going to be great, and it's going to be a great week, too, it looks like.
Well, the crazy thing is what I think we're on our second winter or maybe third winter. It's for sure second spring. It just kind of, yeah. It's like one of those cars you're talking about, just doesn't want to get into gear.
That's exactly right. Well, we're in gear here and waiting to see what you have to say today.
Well, you are correct, and we're being ever optimist at Haskell's, and so we decided to put together for springtime a lovely little package, our 6 for 60 that we do quite regularly, and it's kind of on the spring focus as far as, you know, we selected some wines that people I think would jump into when we do finally warm up. Again, we're being the optimist, thinking we saw those forecasts a while back being 50s and even up into the 70s, so we thought, let's include some extra white wines in these packages so people can sit down and enjoy them. And one of the first wines we picked, we talked about the actual wine a couple of weeks ago, was Koala Ranch Rosé. Now, we talked about the Koala Ranch with their great Shirazes and Syrahs and their Chardonnays, all that. But the Rosé is a fun, unique little wine. I believe it's derived from the Shiraz grape, a lovely little pink wine. And the nice thing is it's a little bit bold in flavor, a little bit round, but it finishes off nice and dry. So that you can put a nice chill on. I know you can just right now, I guess, put it outside for about 10 or 15 minutes and get it chilly and enjoy that. Believe it or not, rosés are something that you can have kind of year-round. You know, we think, oh, it's only a summertime or in July or whatever. It's a great way to start out a dinner party or have a little aperitif with people coming over. You can sit down and enjoy that particular wine. And again, it has that fun label of the two little dots in a wine glass that make a koala face. So it's a fun wine as well, just to sit down, crack open, and enjoy with all your company. Next is kind of a unique wine that we just got in only about 2 or 3 months ago. And it's a wine from the Loire Valley, and it comes from the Anjou region, and which is just a wonderful area. You know, they call their vineyards in the Loire Valley, they call them orchards more so than they do vineyards, because they just, the way they grow fruit. This is the Chateau Montaigret, and it's an Anjou Blanc. Interesting thing about this grape varietal, it's a unique grape varietal, it's the Chenin Blanc grape varietal. Now, we're so used to a Vouvray, especially during the holidays, we love to pitch Vouvray wines, which are Chenin Blanc, and those are generally on the sweeter side. Now, this one is bone dry, and we tasted it. It is like a hybrid between on the bouquet and in the in your nose, almost Sauvignon Blanc style wine, very crisp, a lot of citrus fruits to it, but then once you kind of the mouthfeel to it, there's more even on the Chardonnay side, so it's almost a hybrid. And again, it can take a pretty decent chill. You can serve it with pretty much anything. Great little wine. I mean, it's so delicious and crisp that I really think this, once we do warm up, you know, you can just sit down, crack this open, enjoy it, and really, you know, whether it's with cheeses, whether it's shrimp, things like that, it's just a brilliant little wine and a nice change of pace from your Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay rut that you could get into. Next, speaking of Chardonnay, though, is a Jacques Bourgogne Chardonnay. This is technically a vin de pays, even though they source most of the grape varietals from the Burgundy region, but they do supplement some of the Chardonnay from other parts. So technically they call it a vin de pays, a wine of the country rather than a specific area in Burgundy. But the nice thing about that is it's affordable, so it's a very approachable wine. You know, some people, you know, get scared with Chardonnays because they're so over-oaked. They're real heavy. You know, as the joke is, you almost need a chainsaw to drink it because there's so much oak involved with it. This is light. It's refreshing. The oak that it does get exposed to is about 2 to 4 year old oak. So it's a very subtle oak, but again, a very light, approachable Chardonnay. And it's a great way to express it, almost similar to a Chablis as far as the mouthfeel and the texture to it. But it's a great, fun little wine, especially if you like some white wine. Chardonnay is just fantastic. Next, we slid in the little Chianti, and it's one of my favorite Chiantis, and it's the Farelli Chianti. You might know some of the people who are involved with this project, Denny, the Farrells and their friend, the Girelli. So we combined the two names of Farrell and Girelli. Stefano is an old friend that did a lot of work and a lot of wines with my father years ago. And so we created this little Chianti. Now, this in particular, and it sounds so basic because Chianti is Italian wine, you know, marinara sauce and all that. Last night we did a cioppino, which is a kind of an Italian seafood soup, tomato-based. And we had the Chianti with that last night. And the way it cuts through that, you know, the tomatoes have that little bit of sharp acidity to them. And the way that Chianti, being dominated by Sangiovese, cut into that, it's just a match made in heaven. And it was a great treat to have that, you know, it was a little rustic soup, thick tomato broth, all kinds of different seafood in there. And then that Chianti just really was a match made in heaven. It isn't just for spaghetti or pizza. You can do it with a lot of other Italian dishes, but that Chianti itself was just wonderful to have. Next, as far as the selection, we did this Victor Berard Cote de Rhone Village. Now, if some people say, well, hey, there's a Cote de Rhone. What's the difference between Cote de Rhone and Cote de Rhone Village? Well, again, the French love certain rules when it comes to making wines or making agricultural product. And so this one actually is a designated area inside the Rhone Valley called the designated Cote de Rhone Village. And they have a little bit steeper rules as far as what you can and cannot put into your Cote de Rhone Village. You kind of have to follow this recipe at a minimum of 50% Grenache and then 20% of Syrah and or Mourvèdre, then you could throw in a few other grape varietals in there. But this one in particular, again, Cote de Rhone's are such fantastic wines. So, so universal as far as what you can do with them, as far as, you know, sitting down, maybe roasting a little chicken and having it with that. It goes well with steak. If you're just doing a simple pasta dish, it goes well. Or if you're, you know, wanting to bundle up a little bit on these cold days, it's a little bit heavier, a little bit bigger than some of the other ones, but a great little wine to have just to enjoy, to have some very decent red wine around. Now, lastly, the one we selected, and this one's become a favorite of mine, is called the Standing Goat Cabernet. You probably talk to people at Haskell's, they think I'm probably the Standing Goat, but, you know, it's a whole different thing. This comes from the Paso Robles region, down in the southern portion of California. Now, this in particular area has really started producing fantastic Cabernets, really has. And the nice thing is they are Cabernets that are very affordable, very approachable as far as what you can and can do with them, where Napa Valley, a lot of times are, you know, 30, 40, even higher, you know, hundreds of dollars for a Napa Valley cab. The Paso cabs are still very approachable, and the best thing about it is you get the entire package. You get a full-flavored, rich bottle of Cabernet, so if you have that red wine drinker who really likes a bold wine, this particular one is, you know, the match made in heaven. It's big, and it's terrific. The Paso has two different climates, actually. The one closer to the ocean is pretty decent for Pinot Noirs, and Chardonnays, but a little further inland you go, and it's not by much. The mountains protect it. It gets real hot, real warm, and so it makes terrific Cabernet. And again, the Standing Goat Cabernet is for that wine lover of yours that really likes a big, bold wine. And so we put all these together, put these all in one great package called the 6 for 60. You can pick it up any of the Haskell stores. But again, it's a great way. What we're finding, Denny, is through the course of these packages, we've been doing these now for almost 5 years. It's a great way for anybody just to experiment with wines. We look at some of these wines that we threw in there, an Anjou Blanc. No one's really ever heard of Anjou. You know, maybe they've heard of an Anjou Pear, but then they try that. And we kind of collect all these wines from around the world. We put them in these packages. People truly enjoy them, and it's a great way just to learn. Like we always say, when you want to learn a little bit about wine, you know, you need a corkscrew. First of all, corkscrew, open up, and let the adventure begin. But the two things that's most important is an open mind, and more importantly, an open mouth. So just drink these wines, enjoy them. For $60, you get to tour the entire world of wine. It'd be just great, a fantastic way to kind of wait out and hold up for spring to finally show up.
I've loved that idea since you brought it to our attention, and not only and listening to these the descriptions of these. This you're absolutely right. You know, we've talked for years about. Try it. Don't just say, well, I'm a little intimidated by this or that. This gives you an opportunity to do a whole lot of tasting at a very reasonable price, but a great idea. It kind of reminds me the collection that you just talked about. It's kind of like our weather. You know, today is one thing, tomorrow's another, and it's a perfect connection. And you're right about Chianti. I've enjoyed over the years, not just with the spicy spaghetti sauce I love, but there's all sorts of meats and potatoes and stuff that you could enjoy with that Frulli Chianti. So I'm glad you brought it up. Glad you brought it up.
I aim to please, Denny, and we try to get that in there. And again, I think you hit the head. We have, you know, a little wine for every little phase that we'll have. I noticed it's supposed to get up to 50, so maybe you want to go grill something, you can pull out some of those reds. But on these cold days, you know, do the Chateauneuf, or the Côte du Rhône, sorry, and that would be kind of warm your heart, but we'll warm up a little bit, and you can do those Anjou, which is, again, such a fun wine. It was just one of those discoveries. I always say if I don't learn something on a weekly basis in the wine world, I'm not doing my job. And that Anjou was just a nice little surprise. I guess a little testament to we know what we're doing at Haskell as far as touring the world, finding great values, but more importantly, great quality wines and bringing them to the people of Minnesota.
Let's talk a little bit about Haskell's and where you're located, but exactly how many years has Haskell's been around, Ted?
Well, Denny, officially we've been around for just coming into 91 years now. And maybe unofficially during that Prohibition time, we could have had maybe about eight or ten more years there. But we won't talk about that. But 90 years, Haskell has been part of the Minnesota fabric as far as getting people what they need throughout the metro areas. Back then, it might have been a little bootleg, but then we moved into the wine world back in the 30s. And so we planted Haskell's all throughout the metro area to take care of your alcohol and beverage needs. So we have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends. We have a Haskell's in Minnetonka, Haskell's in Highland Village. We also have a Haskell's in Bloomington down in Lowlands Plaza. We have a Haskell's right in downtown Excelsior. Stop by. You can even pop in the bar and have a beer and a burger, which is quite fun. We also have a Haskell's out White Bear Lake, Stillwater if you're headed out east. And then if you're headed down south, you can swing by our Faribault store, which is right off of 35. If you're headed out north, stop by our Plymouth store right off of 494, or stop by the Supercellar in Maple Grove. It's a sight to be seen. They have a little bit of everything. And if you can't do any of that, stop by Haskell's.com 24/7. Pick up and order one of those 6 for $60. Take care of it, and we'll get away. You know, it's a great way to get this third and fourth winter taken care of.
Absolutely. Yeah, check out that 6 for $60. All right, Ted, if you would, we'd love to have you come back next week.
Well, I'm honored by the invitation, sir. I'll look forward to it.
And us as well. Thanks so much. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.